The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Forum for Nonprofits, presented as a public service by the Beasley Broadcast Group, hosted by a representative of the Spirit of Giving Network. To volunteer for the Spirit of Giving Network, call 561-385-0144. Now, here's today's show.
Hello, my wonderful nonprofit community. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I love what I do. I can't thank Spirit of Giving Network enough for actually sponsoring this program so that I can highlight these wonderful nonprofits that most of us have never heard about and don't get a chance to hear about. But this program gives us the forum to be able to speak to you and get you aware of all of the good works that these nonprofits are doing, and hopefully get you involved in calling, signing up, volunteering. So thank you again for joining me. I'm Kara Zimmerman. This is the Forum for Nonprofits. And today I'm very grateful and very lucky to have a beautiful lady sitting in front of me, Ashley Woodby. She's the program director for the, it's called the CATS program, but it is a program of the Boca Raton Housing Authority. So at Boca Raton Housing Authority is a program called the CATS, right?
Right.
C-A-T-S. So welcome, Ashley. I'm so happy that you came to be with me today. I've wanted you here for a long time because I see your van around and I'm, what are they doing? So without any taking up too much more of your time, I really want to know, when did you get started and what is the CAT program? And again, thank you for coming.
Thank you so much for having me. So
yes.
The Pearl City CATS after school and summer
Pearl
camp.
Pearl City, that's what I was trying. I knew there was something, the CATS. It wasn't just CATS. And I know it's C period, A period, T period, S. So you,
yes, ma'am. And that stands for Children Achieving Their Success. So that's an acronym that we have.
Yes.
And we shorten it, and everybody always refers to us as CATS. But it's really Pearl City CATS after school and summer camp program.
Okay. I'm glad you, I left that for her to say because I knew that was a long one. And you did that a lot better. But so CATS stands for
Children Achieving Their Success.
And when did that get started? Who came up with that?
So this year we celebrate our 25th year in operation.
And
So CATS has been around in the Lois Martin Community Center there since 1992.
Well, and did it start by an initiative? They saw a need for this after school program? Or?
Yeah, so CATS was started to provide affordable child care for residents in the Dixie Manor, the Pearl City, and the Greater Boca community. So we are an affordable after school and summer camp program.
Well, affordable is the key word, right? Because that's got to be tough for families. They have to work. They're just making ends meet, and right?
Exactly. And most of our families are working families. We work with families who are very low to moderate income, and aftercare is such an expensive expense for these families. So we operate there. Right now, today, the rates are $40 per week and $50 per week in the summer.
My goodness. $40 a week.
Right.
And what does the service provide every, like, Monday through Friday?
Yep. So after school, we're open Monday through Friday. And on school holidays, we're mostly open 8 to 5. So we're open full days when school is out for those non-major holidays. So when the teachers are having a work day, or if we're going to be there for Columbus Day, those holidays where the kids are out of school but parents may not be off of work, we're there full time.
What about that hurricane we just had? What happened with that? What'd you do?
So we fared very well throughout the hurricane. We didn't experience any substantial damage. We did close down for 7 days, but during emergency situations, we normally operate on the school schedule.
Okay, so those 7 days, they had to find...
Yep, so those 7 days, they had to find alternate care. We weren't able to be open.
Yeah, because you probably had your own staff to
that's going to be one of our main priorities, our main concerns, is making sure that our staff and the students are safe. And, you know, the electricity was out, so we would not have been able to operate the program safely had we wanted to anyway.
Well, I'm sure the parents realized, not that they don't already, but how important your program
absolutely.
Is to their, because that talk about shutting down of you know, from the hurricane, your whole daily activities and the kids, and we're all cooped up.
Yeah, absolutely. Everybody was so excited to get back. Everybody
yeah,
was, the kids
right?
were like bum rushing in. They were so ready to get back.
There's something to be said about normal, and you create normal.
We create normal. We're establishing habits, establishing just a routine for the kids.
Yeah,
all the time.
When you get out of that routine, even as adults, it just, you feel like you're wearing the shoes on the wrong foot.
Oh,
right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's so funny that kids get into a routine so quickly. We can introduce something new, and they are like immediately, boom, they're in the routine of that. It's astonishing how quickly they get into the routine of that.
And what are the ages of the children in the program? Is there a limit?
Yeah, we service elementary school age kids from ages 5 to 12.
Okay, 5 to 12. So are you in school? How do you get the kids from after school? You said the program is right on the campus.
Well, the program isn't on the school campus. It's right
on
located.
Your campus,
yeah,
right?
We're right inside of Dixie Manor, which is operated. It's the Boca Housing Authority's public housing complex. So we're right there in that Lois Martin Community Center. We pick up, we have 3 vans. So we pick up from, I think about 5 elementary schools
wow.
local to the area. So we have 3 vans and we kind of orchestrate that symphony. It's like a symphony. And
yeah.
we do it almost flawlessly. There are hiccups here and there, but we orchestrate it to pick up all of these kids at different times. And we bring them back to the center. So we provide transportation that's included in our service.
And how many kids all together?
We service up to 60 kids at a time. So the number of kids that we service throughout the year, that can fluctuate. We may, you know, due to turnover. So, but at any given time, we're up to 60 children.
Wow. Well, I think it's orchestrated like that because there's an Ashley sitting in front of me that's making all of that.
No,
all
no,
that
no,
work,
no, no.
I can't even imagine the buses, the kids, the payments, the...
Yeah, we have an amazing group of kids. We have an amazing staff at the Housing Authority who makes that all possible.
How many staff?
We have 5 staff members. 5 staff members.
5 for those kids. And they're driving the buses also? Mm-hmm.
So staff members are the ones who are driving the buses, going to pick up our kids and
wow.
get them to us.
Wow, wow, wow. So what are some of the... I'm trying to think, what's coming up? We have Halloween. What are some of the activities that go on for aftercare? Do they concentrate on homework?
Yeah, so a typical day at Pearl City Cats, our kids will arrive there and we provide an afternoon snack. So they'll first have a snack and then we'll move into our homework time. So we normally dedicate at least an hour a day for academic or homework time. So those who don't have homework, we're either providing homework or allowing them to utilize the computers to work on other software that their teachers may have provided for them. And then after homework time, we normally move into something fun for the day. So weekly, we'll have a theme. Like last week's theme was fun with food. So they were able to make, what did they make last week? They made like ladybugs out of strawberries. They created a rainbow out of Airheads. So they do, we have a fun thing planned for them after that homework time. And then from homework, we move into dinner. We also serve dinner. And that's also included in our service. So we serve dinner at 5 p.m. and then we dismiss at about 6.
Wow. That's fantastic. And then the parents, is there a checkout system where the parents
come? Oh, absolutely. So the kids are, we sign them in because we're the ones who are picking them up from school. And then as parents come to pick them up, they're going to be the ones checking them out.
Wow. Now, what is your day? I'm trying to think. What is Ashley doing? You must be doing some outreach in the community.
Oh, all the time.
Outreach
in the community, recruiting, planning, and just getting ready for the kids.
And are there any donors that are major funders to the program to keep it running? That
absolutely.
Without them, right?
Oh, Before. Absolutely. Without the donors that we have here in the community, we would not be able to put on such a phenomenal program. We're funded by the City of Boca, the Smith Foundation, Boca Ballet, Primetime, the Children's Services Council. Who are some of our other funders? CSE sponsors a robotics program that we have there at the center. The state of Florida also has a food program that sponsors the food. They reimburse us for food purchases that we make. So those are most of the financial sponsors. And then we partner with a variety of organizations to be able to put on activities for our kids, recreational and educational activities.
Yeah, it seems like such a wonderful opportunity for anyone, really, to get involved in a group of children that are there, you know, like a captured audience.
Yeah,
you can really change lives and get them on the right path, because that's all they need is just to see these opportunities in their life.
Right. Yeah, we attempt to capture any interest that a child might express at Pearl City Cats, any interest or any new positive outlet, and we attempt to nurture that. So our students are going to be exposed to activities that they may have not ever even imagined participating in, or these activities may not have been available for them if they were not in our program. And that is everything from surfing lessons to hands-on educational classes with the Center for Creative Education, the South Florida Science Center, the Palm Beach County Zoo, ballet lessons at the Boca Ballet. We've partnered with Boca Ballet to put on the First Step program since 1995, and that has been a phenomenal program. And students who show a great interest in ballet are most times offered scholarships to go into the mainstream program. So if you see those the Nutcracker, and our kids also performed in on Memorial Day at Addison Meisner Park. And so that is like a phenomenal program. They performed there with, I forget the name of the program that Boca Ballet has, but I know it's geared towards those living with Parkinson's disease. They have a ballet program for that. And our kids were there dancing with those. There was a dual performance there. It was just phenomenal to see them there.
Well, yeah, I know the American Parkinson's Disease Association does a lot with dance and mm-hmm. movement.
Yeah.
So that's a wonderful partnership.
Yeah, yeah. So Boca Ballet has that program. It's a movement program for those living with Parkinson's disease.
You know, we had an organization here a couple weeks ago dealing with drowning, you know, mm-hmm. with swimming and with kids. And I was thinking about this, do you introduce swimming and water safety? Because that seems to be such a need for these young people, especially because we live so close to the water. And a lot of them tell me that they've never even been, you know, to the beach.
Right. That, I believe it's the YMCA. They have a drown
yes.
prevention program. And we are so fortunate to be able to our students receive free swimming lessons in conjunction with the YMCA of Boca, and we have those lessons throughout the whole summer and throughout the school year. So they put on a 6-week program where our kids go, and they're able to take swimming lessons right there at the YMCA of Boca.
So I'm wondering, before they go, are they kind of worried about the water, kind of tepid?
Sometimes. Sometimes we have students who are, at first, they won't even lay back and relax in the water.
Scared.
By week 2 or 3, they are relaxed and they're ready to swim. And it's a great program. And so they'll do a lesson, and they split it up based on the kids' swimming ability.
I'm so happy to hear that, because, you know, again, I'm just with my antenna up because of the organization that came to speak about drowning here in Palm Beach County. You know, and the fact that a lot of times, you know, parents have never learned how to swim, and
right,
then that filters
right.
down to the kids, which you probably
definitely,
see.
Definitely.
So they come home and they're, you know, they can swim. The parents must be so, so grateful because
right.
they don't know how to teach them.
Yep. Definitely. Yep. That.
Man, shout out to the Y.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much to the YMCA Boca.
Shout out and Boca Ballet. Oh, can you just see the little girls in their pink? I mean, I can just picture it. It's
yep,
too
girl,
cute, right?
Girls and boys.
Guys,
the ballet program is amazing.
So our community is really blessed to have the Pearl City Cats, because we know we're doing our day-to-day, and we know you are there after school making sure that the kids are safe and sound and having really hands-on experiences that they might not have.
Right, yep. So we strive to make sure our kids are always engaged and just being able to foster, like I said, any interest that they may have, any way that we can capture an interest, like I said, whether that be surfing, computer classes. The robotics program is a big one now. So we have a robotics program there that is sponsored by the Children's Services Council. And the kids, they complete the missions, and they do research on real-life science problems that are facing us every year. Like this year, the theme this year is hydrodynamics. So they're going to be exploring the human water cycle. I don't even know what the human water cycle is. So
no.
I am thrilled to be able to, guide these young people through this program.
Isn't it? So every day you must get up. It's a new day.
Every day is a new day.
A new day. And just seeing young people keeps you.
It keeps you just, they're so vibrant. And just unintentionally, they're just vibrant. It's amazing.
And when they see you, they all come running around and grab you.
Miss Ashley. Hi, Miss Ashley. I did my homework, Miss Ashley. This is today. And I'm always asking or encouraging, what did you learn today? What did you do in school today? How are you guys today? Is everybody okay today? So it's a really great experience. I'm very, very fortunate to be able to do the job that I do, you know?
Yes. What is your background? Did you go to school for this or just fell in your lap? A lot of times things just fall in our laps.
Yeah, it kind of happened. Let's see how it happened. I went to school at the University of Florida, and I studied family, youth, and community sciences. So with that background, I could be doing something like a directing an after-school program or a guidance counselor at a school. So this is my background. I went into property management accidentally in college. I got a job as a leasing agent and then kind of moved up in the company, and I was a property manager at that point. So I've actually managed the Dixie Manor apartment complex there and in a dual role.
Wow.
Direct the Pearl City Cats program.
Well, Miss Impressive Ashley, thank you so much for coming. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back to hear more about Pearl City Cats.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Judith Light. So there you are. It's flu season and you're over 65 like me. You're having another busy year. So much to do, so many roles in life to play, but you feel like you might be forgetting something serious. Your annual flu shot. And before you know it, it's too late. It's not just the aches, fever, and chills that last for days and days. The flu can be life-threatening, especially if you have chronic conditions like diabetes and heart disease, which can worsen with the flu. Being active and healthy alone won't protect you. The immune system weakens with age, making you more susceptible to the flu. If you're over 65, ask about your vaccine options, including one made specifically for us. An annual flu shot is the best way to help keep the flu away. Visit the National Council on Aging at ncoa.org/flu to learn more and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about vaccine options for people 65 and older. Again, that's ncoa.org/flu.
Welcome back, nonprofit community. This is Kara Zimmerman, and today I have the pleasure, really, I underline PLEASURE, of speaking with this cutie, Miss Ashley Whidbey, from University of Florida graduate.
Go Gators!
And we're talking about the Pearl City Cats program, which is a program of the Boca Raton Housing Authority. And I know you mentioned all of these wonderful community actors, activists that are partnering to make sure these 60-some children receive every day, 5 days a week, an enrichment to their day. So who else? Is there anyone else that you want to mention to thank?
Yeah, so if I wanted to thank anybody else, definitely I thank Boca Helping Hands. They were such a phenomenal resource for our children this summer. I believe Boca Helping Hands sponsored through their children assistance program. They sponsored somewhere in the range of about 30 to 35 kids to attend our summer camp, and that they offered this assistance to parents who are working full time or engaged in school full time. You want to get those details from Boca Helping Hands. I don't want to misquote, but I believe that those are the requirements, that you're working full-time or you're engaged in school full-time. So most of our parents, they work, and still affording child care can be challenging for them. So definitely I'd like to give a great, great, great big thank you to Boca Helping Hands. Who else in the community? St. John Paul II Academy, their high school team teaches our kids lacrosse techniques. So we've been working with them for a few years. Again, YMCA Boca, definitely. The Center for Creative Education, the South Florida Science Center, the Palm Beach County Zoo. They did a lot of programming with us, and they've done programming for a long time.
Did they bring animals to the campus?
Yes,
that has to be amazing.
They bring animals right in the classroom. So the kids are able to, we go on an outreach field trip to the zoo as well, but every single week they are bringing animals to the classroom. They bought a parrot named Skittles one time. That was one of my favorites. Lizards. They bring animals directly into the classroom.
I love that part. And, you know, you mentioned picking up the students all of at 5 or 6 different schools and, oh my gosh, taking them to camp and blah, blah, blah. And how are those buses? I mean, how many vans and buses do you have?
Currently, we have 3 vans, and they are all about just about 10 years old. So those were donated about 10 years ago. So right now, that's like a big challenge for us now.
Yeah, speaking of challenges, right, Ashley, that seems to be a big one for so many nonprofits is transportation.
Definitely.
And you have to have it. I mean, you have to.
I can only imagine. A lot of the programming that we are able to get through partnerships with the community, the programming is free, but we still have to transport the kids to this programming, and we still have to pick them up from school. So having just 3 vans, if one van were to break down or get a flat tire, that would put us in a really, really, really unfortunate.
We don't even want to think about it. That would be.
I'd like to knock on wood and just say.
That would be, you'd have to put your creative energy to use there real quick.
Definitely. So that's one of the a struggle that we have right now. And we are definitely putting our brains together to try to figure out and get some outreach to figure out what type of funding or donations that we could possibly get to, you know, maybe purchase a school bus or replacement vans for the ones that we do have now.
So if we want to get involved in that project, you know, we're listening and we hear that that might be an interesting place to put some, you know, put some donations together. How would we do that?
We could facilitate that if anybody would like to contact me. My contact information would be or reach out to the Boca Raton Housing Authority right there at our main office, which is on Glades Road. We definitely welcome that with open arms.
Big open arms. Okay, community, they need a bus.
We need a bus.
Shout out for a bus, a BUS.
Yes.
Kids.
We do. It's for the kids.
We need a bus. We don't want to break down and not have let them, because there's probably so many other things that the community has to offer in terms of activities that you could do, but the transportation is your challenge.
That's even picking up from more elementary schools. You know, it's limiting. That can be a limiting factor for us.
So is there a phone number or a website that we should know?
Yeah, you guys can find us on our website, www.bocahousing.org. That's going to be the Housing Authority's main website. If you want to find more information about the cats and see beautiful pictures of the beautiful children, you can find us on Facebook, www.facebook.com/Pearl City Cats Boca. You can find us there, or you can reach us by telephone in my office. I'll probably be the one answering the phone at 561-394-2496.
Perfect. Thank you so much. So also, I'm thinking volunteers.
Absolutely.
Whoa. Wouldn't that be amazing?
Absolutely.
Place to come? And maybe like there's a senior out there who's done, you know, who wants to teach
piano lessons.
Piano, crochet,
knitting.
Oh, piano, guitar. That would be.
Absolutely. Yep. And we welcome volunteers with open arms. And we're always looking for creative ideas to, again, capture any interest that our children may have.
Just curious, what right now in 2017, October, September time, what's a hot button? What are the kids asking for that they want to get involved in? I know you mentioned robotics. Is there any?
Oh, robotics.
Is that the big hit right now?
That is the big hit right now. You'll be amazed how these children, and they're just children, are able to creatively think of something or solve a problem or build something to solve a problem. It's you would be literally amazed that they can program a robot to go left, right, and pick up something. It's just amazing. And they don't even realize what they're doing. They're just doing it.
Wow. I when you mentioned robotics, you lit up, and I can tell that I was curious what the kids are. Because once something becomes popular, they probably all want to do it and get involved. And that's using your brain. That's critical thinking, which is really important.
Teamwork, problem solving. These are all essential life skills that these kids are going to need. These are all essential life skills that the kids will need. So the robotics is a great program.
Yeah, I can absolutely see how that would be critical. And thank you to what is the organization that you said?
The Children's Services Council is the organization that sponsors our robotics program. And we also, this year, we are also participating. We were mentored by the FAU Tech Garage. So they played a big part in getting us into robotics and kind of getting into the field of things. And the FAU Tech Garage is also launching their own robotics league. It's a drone and robotics league. So we have two teams, one that is participating in the robotics drone league at FAU, and then the other team is going to be participating in the first Lego league, the first Lego league.
Wow. Well, let's give a shout out to anyone that wants to volunteer, even like probably one-on-one tutoring, I can
one-on-one
imagine.
One-on-one tutoring.
Would be awesome. Mentoring.
Mentoring. Engineers.
Yeah. Oh,
we're right now, we're looking for a robotics coach. That one wouldn't be volunteer. That would be a paid position. So we are looking for a robotics coach. If anybody out there is listening who has some computer science or engineering background.
Wonderful. Well, Ashley, thank you so much. And thank you for what you do. And please give a shout out to the kids and everybody
absolutely,
at Boca Raton Housing
absolutely,
Authority.
Absolutely.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You've been listening to the Forum for Nonprofits, presented as a public service of the Beasley Broadcast Group, hosted by a representative of the Spirit of Giving Network. To volunteer for the Spirit of Giving Network, call 561-385-0144. And tune in again next week for the Forum for Nonprofits. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of the station, its staff, management, or sponsors.